please help us welcome today our special guest, Jimmy Smith. Jimmy comes here today to share a few stories and experiences involving crossing boundaries. Stay tuned and find out more. Hello there, Jimmy. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
Well, I'm 18.
18. So you're a senior right now in high school?
Yep.
Alright. Who do you live with?
I live with my mom, my stepdad, my two brothers. Well, one's my stepbrother and my sister.
So one is your stepbrother and one is your blood brother from your mom, I'm assuming?
Yes. My parents are divorced.
Do you drink alcohol?
Yes.
How frequently would you say you drink alcohol?
I probably drink every weekend.
Every weekend?
Yeah.
So, Jim, tell me, what's your favorite drink? What do you enjoy?
Well, I love beer.
Beer?
Any type of beer.
What kinds of beer? What's the most popular drink you're drinking right
well,
now?
Well, since I don't have a job and all, I need to ask my mom for money. So then I barely have any money. So I just get Keystone because that's the cheapest.
Keystone?
Yeah.
What about hard liquor, such as whiskey or vodka?
I'll drink it when when it's available, but I never like buy it, you know. I drink like, you know, Jack Daniels, was it Cuervo, vodka, any type of vodka basically.
How would you get the drinks?
My friend's mom would get it for us, like me and my friends.
You and your friends?
Yeah, we all drink like every weekend.
Where do you guys go to drink?
Either we hit up some park or usually it's someone's house. Most of the time it's someone's house.
Who do you usually drink with?
Probably like about five of us, me and four other friends.
Four other guys?
Yeah, guy friends.
Four other guys? Just you five drinking? You guys?
Well, it's usually just us and we're looking for plans. And we're always drinking, so.
What's your main priority for the night? What are you trying to achieve? What's your goal?
Come on, I'm a guy. I want some girls.
So, you go and you get these drinks. You drink up, you and your buddies. And
yeah.
You guys find a few planes looking for some girls.
Yeah, exactly. But usually we're with the same girls, so it's kind of beat.
Really?
We just go around, hit my girls and stuff. My one friend almost got arrested for it. It's
really?
Crazy.
Jim, a guy like yourself, I could tell you like to party, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you say is the craziest party you went to? Like, what's the craziest thing? Craziest thing you saw at a party?
Oh, well, I have tons of stories, but I'll tell you one. Recently, my friend was at a house party, and it was probably like 1 a.m. And his mom was there, and she was drinking with us. She's cool. Well, we all thought we weren't being loud. And then the cops came. Someone called the cops. I don't know who it was. But everyone ran to his basement. And, like, all we hear is his mom fighting with the cops. And then me, I was whacked. I was gone. And I hid behind a washing machine. And the cops came down. And they were like, everyone... freeze, don't move, you're all getting arrested and all this. and he, like three other people pop out from different spots, and he's like, if one more person pops out, I'ma shoot him. So I was just like, oh my god, I gotta get out. So I got out. I was like, please don't shoot. And like, it was embarrassing and all, because all my friends didn't know I was hiding back there. And it was crazy. And then like, his mom got arrested and all, and everyone got written up for curfew. But I was 18, so I just got to go.
Was there anyone underage at the party?
Yeah, there was a lot of people underage, and they got written up for curfew. You had to get picked up by their parents and all. But four of my friends got away. Like, luckily I don't even know how they got away. And then my one friend hid upstairs in my other friend's room under his bed when the cops came searching. Luckily he didn't get caught. And my other friend hid under the sink in the kitchen. I don't know how he fit in there, but he did. And he stayed in there for about a good 2 hours, too.
They were underage?
Yeah.
And what were they charged for a curfew or for...
Yeah, they were just charged for a curfew, not an underage drinker.
What about you? You ever get caught drinking?
What, you mean like serious trouble?
Yeah, serious trouble by authorities.
Oh yeah, there was this one time I was drinking outside.
Where at?
Some park. I was drinking outside and I got really drunk.
Wait, who were you with?
Not the people I hang out now. It was a long time ago. I was with a couple other buddies and all.
A few guys, a few girls.
I don't know. It was a park. There's a lot of people there.
There's a lot of people?
Yeah.
So, what were you drinking?
I was drinking, I had 2 6-packs, I think.
Of?
Not really sure. My one friend who I was actually with that entire night wanted to go home, and I was like, nah, dude, I'll catch up with you later because I want to stay up more and drink. I blacked out the rest of the night. I remember a glimpse, though. Well, the cops came, and I ran.
Well, what kind of park is this? Is there, like, a path where the car can drive into, or...
Yeah.
Where were you guys sitting in a park bench, a jungle gym?
It was like a bench. Sort of like a bench.
Sort of. And so the cop car pulled in, correct? Or?
Yeah, there was about like four of us there. And me, I don't know what I was thinking, but I ran.
Where'd you run? Like up an alley? Or?
I ran probably about 2 blocks. Then I tried to be slick and get away through an alley. I was getting tired because I was running a lot and I was drunk. It was a summer day, so it was really hot, and I got asthma and all. And so I got really tired, and I tripped over myself, and I busted my ass on the floor. And then I tried to get up, but I was dazed and confused. And a cop came over to me, and I started to fight him. He pulled out his nightstick and started beating me up.
He started beating you?
Yeah.
Well, why would you try to fight him? You just weren't in the right state of mind, I'm guessing.
If I was...
Did you know it was a police officer? Did you recognize?
Yeah. Because,
You were just...
I remember, like, when I was running, he was like, don't let me chase you. I'll beat your ass if I catch you and all.
He was saying this?
Yeah.
So, at this moment, you're busted, right?
I'm handcuffed. I get on the vehicle and all, starts smacking me around a little, but, you know, stuff like that.
So where's he take you? He takes you down to the station?
Yeah, he takes me down to the station.
Well, how old were you at this time?
I was 16 at the time.
Oh, so you were still a minor?
Yeah.
All right, go on.
they kept me in the cell for about 7-8 hours until I was able to leave, and I had all cuts on my face.
Who came to pick you up?
My real dad and my mom came, my brother, they all came pick me up.
So what happened? What did they charge you for?
They didn't charge me for underage drinking, but I got charged for assault, you know, trying to fight the cop and all.
Right. So after this, what did you have to do? So you went home?
All right. Well, I had court the next, after 2 days after that happened. I had to explain the whole story of what I can, like, recollect. Then they gave me a choice of either doing community service, a couple essays, and go to AA meeting. Either that or go to real court and try to defend myself. But I knew I was guilty, so I did that. And all, you know.
All right. So at these AA meetings, this means Alcohol Anonymous. Tell me, what was it like? So, stories did you hear?
I heard a bunch of stories. Like, they would tell you what happened, like, why are they there and all. It was mostly about people bringing knives to school. I wasn't really feeling good that day either, because it was on a Saturday morning, and of course, I went out drinking the night before.
Friday night.
Yeah. So we went out drinking, yeah. And I was so sick and hungover. Like, I probably puked 40 times when we run through, like, all of our processes and activities or whatever we were doing there. I don't even care.
So you barely even had the experience or participation in the meeting.
Nah, not really. I was too hungover.
So the meeting was one thing you had to do. Is there anything else you had to do?
Yeah, I had to do community service, and I had to do 21 hours, and you had to do seven hours a day. So.
7 hours a day.
Yeah, so I had to go 3 times.
What would you do? What was the service you provided?
They asked me, what was I interested in? And I was I'm interested in construction. So they put me on a construction site with, other people who were just doing community service.
Well, what did you do? You would.
I hammered stuff together. First, we had to take boxes out, clean the house, get everything out so they can do the floor. I painted.
So just a bunch of manual labor.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sounds like a real hassle.
Yeah.
Looking back at all these memories or experiences, I would say, would you say you regret ever drinking that night?
Oh, no. I don't regret it. I had a blast that night. It was worth it.
It was worth all the labor?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That stuff is cake work anyway.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for letting me interview you today.
Oh, no problem.
And thank you to everyone else who listened to today's sample of Crossing Boundaries.